Colin McArdle in the morning.
Hello, it's Zoe here with the best bits of Colin McArdle in the morning from the week that Pokemon Go launched. And if you've not heard of Pokemon Go, where have you been? It's the new app that everyone is going crazy for. So we decided to set up our very own Pokestops at various locations across Ayrshire for you to pick up some Pokeballs from our Johnny, which would entitle you to a Pokechip. See what we did there? And it turns out that Ayrshire goes crazy for a poker chips.
I cannot believe this, Colin. Third winner has just arrived. In the space of literally 3 minutes, we've had three winners.
Oh,
I'm going to run towards you. Hopefully we can hear you. So wait, you've been coming down with your dogs?
I'm just coming down with my dogs to the beach, and I just heard that on the radio to get a poker chips for Enzo's.
Well, there you go. You can share a wee poker chips with your dogs. What's your dog's names?
Cookie and Ally.
Oh, that's cute. So you've just came down for a wee walk in the morning and you've won a poker chips?
Going to the beach, yeah, just to give them
there
a
we go.
Going to work.
Well, you can have a poker chips, you can go to the beach and you can have a great day.
Who doesn't love a poker chips? Also, last week on the show, Colin's phone went off in the studio after he forgot to put it on silent. Big no-no, Colin. And actually turned out pretty funny because we learned that he has the Imperial Death March set as the ringtone for the boss who was phoning him at the time. Although this kind of got me thinking, I wonder what ringtone he has set for me.
Can I just ask, out of interest, what ringtone have you got set for me?
I'm not telling you what I've got.
No, tell me.
No.
Do you know what? I'm just going to phone you right now.
No, I'm phoning you right now. Don't phone my phone. No.
Evil woman! Are you being for real? I'm nothing but nice to you!
I still can't believe that. I'm going to have to get my own back in him some way. So it turns out that Colin's not the only one that experienced his phone going off at an awkward moment. Leanne, she called to tell us where she was when her phone once started ringing.
Unfortunately, it was a school friend's funeral that I was at. And I forgot to switch my phone off. Very busy, right in at the back. And Highway to Hell started playing.
We shouldn't have laughed.
No, we shouldn't
laugh. But the worst thing was I couldn't find my phone to switch it off.
Oh, no.
I started panicking, I was getting all sweaty and it was just horrible.
Of course, you just, at that point, you just want the ground to, like, swallow you up.
I literally did.
Can I just ask, why that tone? What made you decide to choose that song for a ringtone?
I don't know.
Just like it.
Quite loud.
You just like that song?
Obviously. I like ACDC and that song. Yeah, it's quite loud.
I like it because it's quite loud.
Bit of a random ringtone choice, but hey. And of course, all everyone could talk about last week was the Open at Royal Troon. And Colin is a massive golf fan. And he was actually able to reveal the exact time that golf pro Mickelson jetted from Prestwick after the Open ended, which I found a little bit odd.
And they're all heading away. Mickelson, he left last night.
And how do you know that?
Because he flew over my house.
And how do you know he flew over your house?
He just did.
How do you know that?
Because I heard that Learjet and it was Mickelson.
How do you know that there was a plane that flew over your house?
Because I've got
and it
this. Have you never heard a plane spotter?
The app thing. Yes.
I've got that on my phone. I had a plane going over the house and I went on to it, right?
Right.
And it said it was a Gulfstream jet.
Right.
And then I googled the registration number and it said it was Phil Mickelson's
what?
Plane.
What? Right.
Half nine last night.
Wait a wee second.
What's wrong with
that? Do you know how stalkerish that sounds?
Listen, anybody that's got the plane spotter app will know what I'm talking about.
I get that, but if a plane flies over your house,
yes.
I can't believe you actually Google the registration of the plane to see who it belongs to.
I knew it was going to be a...
That's proper...
It's going to be a big hitter,
that's
wasn't
proper
it?
Stalker material, that.
I'm not a stalker.
Well,
I'm
you're a
stalking.
Golf stalker. You're a gawker.
You're inventing new words now, I'm a gawker.
Yup. You're a gawker. Probably should add, I was very unwell at the start of the week, loaded with a cold. We also ended up talking about random arguments that you've had when you've been on holiday, and Colin said that his other half fell out with him after she noticed a rather ugly smell in their apartment.
There was a kind of meaty smell in the room.
Was it you?
This is the exact argument we had in holiday. Don't you start me. This is the this is how it
started.
Seriously,
that's disgusting. If you have to do things like that, you have to get up and leave the room.
It was the air conditioning in the room. Anyway,
she's been with you for a long time. I'm pretty sure she can identify the difference between the Spanish air conditioning and the smell of your...
You know what, sis?
Well, if that didn't put you off your breakfast last week, I don't know what did. And before I leave you, I learned something new last week. You know, every day's a school day in my defence. It was the anniversary of the moon landings, and Colin, he's sceptical that it ever happened. He agrees with the conspiracy theory that it was all staged because we've not really visited the moon much since then. But I kind of thought a wee bit differently.
Why have we never went back?
We have gone back.
We haven't went back. Why have we not went back in our time?
I'm sure.
When was the last time somebody was in the moon?
They land on the moon all the time. You just don't read about it because it's not a
big...
No.
Are you off your head? They land on the moon all the time. Hang on, I'm holding up the news for this theory. Zoe, explain.
It's not a big deal anymore, like, now
it's,
that...
No, it's like going to Silverburn, isn't it?
Aye. You know, it was Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin that stole the limelight. So now everybody else now that goes to the moon, it's like, oh, they've already done that. No biggie. I hang my head in shame. Well, that's your lot for today. And don't forget to give us a wee like on the official Colin McArdle in the Morning Facebook page if you haven't already. Bye.
Back tomorrow from 6 a.m.